Welcome to Q&A with TNK. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Q&A with TNK. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Kristen.
We had some technical difficulties there, but we are back.
And Tiffany feels good about it.
Oh, yeah.
She's the total audio, knows everything about how to produce a podcast, and I just sit here and talk.
Ooh, and I just say, like, oh, hang on, I think I just need to, yeah. But we figured it out.
She figured it out.
And Kristen made beautiful graphics, so there's mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
We're both needed in this partnership, my dear.
Mm-hmm. So what are we answering today?
Today, we're going to talk about how to be a yes parent.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
What does that even mean? It means that when presented with something like a new scenario with your child, mm-hmm. how do you say yes instead of no as your reflex?
Mm-hmm. I love that. I do tell our parents in our program that we try to be yes teachers, and I try mm-hmm. to explain like what that means. And mm-hmm. so that means if a child is throwing a block across the room, we notice that for some reason, I mean, because they're kids and they need to throw things, they need to throw something. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying, no, don't do that, we say, looks like you need to throw. And then kind of point out that if you throw a block, it might hit Charlie on the head, and that would hurt. So if you really want to throw, you can take this beanbag and throw it down the hallway.
Beautiful.
And so the word yes wasn't in there anywhere, but it's changing your frame of mind so it becomes a positive mm-hmm. and not a negative.
Yeah. It's that frame shift from no, don't throw the block to it looks like you need to throw something.
Mm-hmm.
Here are safe ways you can do that.
Yeah, and have your child help you brainstorm. I wonder what you could throw.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what wouldn't, like, what would not hurt if it hit you on the head?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this wadded up piece of paper.
A balloon.
A pom-pom.
So many things.
Yeah.
Or were they looking for the feedback of throwing a heavy thing and hearing a loud crash?
Right.
Or were they just feeling frustrated? Like, there are so many different things you can get curious about.
Yes.
And saying no shuts down all of those conversations.
Yes.
It's the improv, the rule of improv.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up too. Yes. And so in improv, if you've ever taken an improv class, and I've never taken like an improv class from a theater, but I did at the play conference that I went to last April, take a class about improv parenting.
Yeah.
And we had to do a whole entire exercise. Yes. And then add something to the scenario. So yeah, should we model?
Yes.
Okay. You start first.
Kristen, once upon a time I was riding on a horse and I didn't know what example you wanted me to give.
Yes, and that horse was a unicorn, right?
Yes. And it also could fly up as high as the clouds, but no further than the sun.
Yes. And it had a narwhal as a best friend, and the narwhal wore spectacles.
Yes. And you were the owner of the narwhal.
Yes, and he lived in my garage.
Yes, and he had a special suit he could wear so he didn't have to be in water all the time, and it looked like a red velvet jogging suit. Oh. You see where we're going with this?
Yes, and can be so fun.
Yes. The whole point is continuing the story and continuing the connection and continuing the conversation. And when you say no,
shuts down everything.
Mm-hmm. And let's be real. Sometimes you need to say no.
Exactly. We're not saying you have to say yes all the time.
Right. But your reflex, if you can train yourself such that your reflex is at least a maybe,
yeah,
then you've made a big step.
Yeah. I'm super guilty of just being a worn out parent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Mom, will you play a game with me?
No.
No. Like, and I say, like, how does that feel when you say that to your child all the time? So I think what a good challenge would be.
Yes.
We should do a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
You don't even know what it is.
I don't. I'm an enthusiast.
We should have a yes and challenge.
Ooh.
So just like schedule an hour into your day.
Okay, yes. Like, and?
Three times a week.
Yes.
Or we could do like a 7-day challenge. So you're going to do it for 7 days. And you take an hour every day and you just have to say yes to everything.
Are you going to tell your kids that you're going to say yes to everything?
No. This will be like, let's go to the movies. Let's go have popcorn. Let's eat all of the donuts at the donut store. You can't tell them.
You can't tell. Oh, I see what you mean. Otherwise, they're going to take advantage of it.
They're going to take advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. But like maybe that'd be fun the first time.
This is going to be so fun. Okay. So we're going to do a yes and challenge for 7 days.
The yes and challenge.
If you follow me on Instagram, it's learning.me. We're going to have a hashtag
learning
for that.
Learning.wild for Instagram.
Oh, what did I say?
You said learning.me. That's your website.
Oh, thank you, Tiffany.
I've been listening.
It's learning.wild for Instagram. Uh-huh. We're going to hashtag it the yet, or it's going to be yes and challenge. Okay.
I want to see all of the pictures.
Yes.
Of your yeses and challenge.
And then the descriptions underneath this. So tag me in it.
Yeah.
At learning.wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is going
to
be fun.
I can't wait to see everything.
Ah!
And I hope that it leads to a different connection.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be 7 days long. Mm-hmm. I'm writing all of this down so that we know
7 days
long. 7 days long, 1 hour each day.
Yep.
Set aside for yes and, or just yes.
Mm-hmm.
Set aside for yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, time.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey,
when
Tiffany.
Does the yes and challenge start?
It starts right now.
Right now on the day of this podcast release.
Yes.
Is the first day of the Yes and Challenge.
Woo!
Does that mean we get to start tomorrow?
Yeah.
With Baby Guy? Or are we going to wait till it's released and do our Yes and Challenge alongside
everyone? We're going to wait to do it until it's alongside everybody else.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
But this sounds so cool that I might just do it.
For fun?
For
see
fun
what
no
happens.
Matter what. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've heard of doing a Yes Day. Where, like, you say yes all day?
Yes. And?
And? All day?
Yeah. No. I'm just saying tell me more.
Like, oh. Yeah, you were saying yes
more?
And to me.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Not a yes and day. Just, like, go with it. Do what your kids want to do for the day. And when they want spaghetti with Cheerios on it, you say, okay. Because it's not, like, harming them in any way to eat something gross for dinner. And then when they like gladly eat it, what does that tell you about their need for choice in their foods, man?
So there's a book. Did you know this?
No.
Called The Year of Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yes. It's called The Year of Yes. And I've actually known people who have read it and have done the challenge, like said yes to all the things for a year.
A year.
And how much that changes your life.
Wow.
So think if you can just do it for 7 days, an hour a day. It's not even all day, we're saying. Like, think about some of the positive things that could happen.
And whoa, we need to clarify. You have to be around children for this.
Yes.
You cannot be on your commute by yourself saying yes to everything. Like, everybody gets to merge in front of you on the way.
Yeah.
That's not the fun of it.
Yeah. So if you're a parent, you're listening to this, do it with your own children. Maybe you're a grandparent. Do this with your husband.
Yeah.
Or your partner.
Yeah.
Or your significant other.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher, try this in your classroom.
It's really fun.
We're going to have a yes and revolution, and I'm going to read this book, Year of Yes.
Year of Yes.
Ooh.
Sounds good.
It's only $4.21 on Amazon right now.
The actual book?
The actual book, the paperback.
I bet, is the Kindle version more expensive than that?
It's $11.99.
Yeah, it's more expensive to download a virtual thing that costs someone $0 to make.
Yeah.
Except for the, like, creativity of writing the book.
Okay,
is a
so
weird place, man.
I think that what it would be really fun to do is to circle back around after the 7-day challenge and interview somebody who did this.
Yeah.
And then play that podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
So this is fun. So the gist of this podcast is just say yes.
Hey, add your stories on to those Instagram posts.
Yeah.
And we'll read some highlights. We'll read a highlight reel at the end of the week.
That will be so fun.
Of the crazy and maybe the terrible and usually the unexpectedly awesome. Yeah.
The unexpectedly awesome and then also the ones that backfire. Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, crap. What did I just say yes to? Mom, can we go to Paris?
Yes. Yep.
And in an hour, I'm going to tell you no.
But it's a yes, and you need to help me raise the money.
There you go.
Let's set up a lemonade stand tomorrow.
I like it. Look at that.
It's the yes and. Because mm-hmm. that's what we mean by being a yes parent. It doesn't mean you have to agree with all of their wacky harebrained schemes. It means you find a way to support them that is supportive. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean saying yes to buying a ticket to Paris. Sorry, I'm all
yawning.
That fudgesicle got me all lulled into a cool, sleepy. It's like I'm cold from the inside out. I need a hot dish. But the yes parent mentality is, I see where you're going with this. Let's help you reach your goals. I'm curious about where this is going. How can we set it up so that we're both on terms that we can handle?
Yes.
Yes, we can buy tickets to Paris. Let's look at how much they cost and figure out how you're going to raise that money.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need to buy your own ticket.
Get a babysitting job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sell some of your swag on Etsy.
Yeah.
Become a young entrepreneur.
Yeah.
See? I'm already excited about whoever yes week that is.
I know.
And look at how much learning is immediately happening.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you realize Paris is far away. So it costs a lot of money to get there.
Right.
And money is hard to get. So I've got to have a skill that I can market so that mm-hmm. I can make, math. Don't forget the math. So exciting. I can't wait. Why are you yawning?
Because you're yawning.
Oh, I yawn all the time. All
right. Well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time on Q&A.
With T and K. Yes.
Yes.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall, Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.